Ashland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 3 days until Election Day, both former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris to rally in North Carolina. Harris also to travel to Atlanta today. On Friday, she greeted young voters who she's counting on in Wisconsin.
The young leaders that I see right now who are voting for the very first time. Raise your hand. I love Gen Z.
Trump making his take on the latest jobs report to supporters in Milwaukee Friday.
So in breaking news, the economy created a pitiful, you won't even believe this, the economy stinks.
As of today, over 70 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida Election Lab. A jury finding Louisville, Kentucky ex-officer Brett Hennickson guilty of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights. She was killed during a botched 2020 raid. This is ABC News. In a New York City courtroom, opening statements got underway Friday in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Daniel Penny has pleaded not guilty to charges of manslaughter and negligent homicide for the May 2023 death of Neely. ABC's Aaron Katursky was in court.
Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran, entering court to the jeers of protesters yelling "Subway Strangler." Their chants reaching the courtroom on the 13th floor, where Penny is standing trial on charges he recklessly put a homeless man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway car. Video shows Penny restraining Jordan Neely, who prosecutors concede was yelling and making threats, but they say Penny's hold lasted way too long, almost a minute after Neely went limp.
And one of North Carolina's biggest attractions, the Biltmore Estate, is reopening today after Hurricane Helene flooded the area just weeks ago. The 8,000-acre property known as America's largest home is opening back up for the holidays with its iconic 35-foot Christmas tree. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Why choose WRCO advertising? High frequency. Radio's format allows for multiple ad placements throughout the day, ensuring your message is heard often and remembered.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community. dedicated to making a difference.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, if you have some outdoor activities that you'd like to get in, be sure to do them today because we're in for a little bit of a wet spell here as low pressure sweeps in from the southwest later tonight and sticks with us for another few days. We should have a good soaking of rain, possibility of 1 to 2 inches of rainfall through Tuesday across much of southern Wisconsin. Temperatures will be going up, though, with the south wind flow. We could actually be about 15 degrees above normal by Monday. Then somewhat cooler, more seasonal air will filter in for the rest of the week, but still nothing too cold for this time of the year all the way through the upcoming work week. Our best chance of seeing some more sunshine again after today, probably holding off until Wednesday and Thursday. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s, overall a pleasant fall day, southeasterly wind up to 10, cloudy tonight with rain moving in after midnight, low at 42, tomorrow overcast and breezy with occasional rain likely, high 59, southeasterly wind 10 to 20. Sunday night, periods of rain, possibly a thundershower, fog patches as well, with a low of 49. On Monday, dreary but rather mild for November, off and on showers with a thunderstorm possible, scattered fog, high temperature up to 67, well above normal, with south winds continuing. Heading into Tuesday, showers taper off in the afternoon, breezy with partial clearing possible late, low 51, high 57. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 36 degrees, high near 56. And Thursday, another tranquil day with some sunshine, low in the mid-30s, high in the mid-50s. Friday, cloudy with the next chance of rain moving in by midday, low in the upper 30s with a high near 54. Hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently up to 28 degrees. We have been as warm as 29, and the morning low, 27. The high yesterday was 52. The record high in 1938 and tied in 2022 was 74. The record low 11 from 1951. Last year, our high was 53, the low 29. The sun will set today at 5:52. Sunrise tomorrow morning, due to the time change during the overnight, will be 6:39. As we set our clocks back, we fall back at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. The barometric pressure was fluctuating a bit earlier. Now it's holding steady at 30.30. The air is calm and no precipitation to report yesterday or today. Current temperature following our high yesterday of 52 and a morning low of 27, we're at 28 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
So it's third down and goal from the 24 for the Bulldogs. Scoreless here at Johnson Creek. 3:41 to play in the opening quarter. There's the snap. Jones back. Pretty good protection. Steps up. Throws it over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Bulldogs! There's Wesley Nelson. And the Bulldogs score first.
For the second year in a row, the Ithaca Bulldogs run into a buzzsaw known as the Johnson Creek Blue Jays. We'll have details on that. Phil Nee was down at JC last night. He'll let you know how that game turned out. We'll take a look at all high school football in our area, the playoffs continuing last night. And then we'll also take a look ahead to cross-country state action going on today. This sports report is brought to you by the Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers location. Flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night on the radio, it was Level 2 WIAA football playoff action. With a report on our featured matchup, here's Phil Nee.
The season came to an end for the Ithaca football team in Level 2 of the WIAA playoffs. For the second year in a row, the Bulldogs lost at Johnson Creek in a close game. The final on Friday night saw the Blue Jays win 31-21, and they now advance to play Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic during the third round of the postseason. Ithaca jumped to a 14-0 lead when quarterback Keegan Jones threw a 24-yard pass to Wes Nelson for the first score. And early in the second quarter, Nelson ran for a 3-yard touchdown. Baltazar Kaiser kicked both extra points, and it seemed the Bulldogs' momentum had the Blue Jays reeling. The hosts then proceeded to score 21 unanswered points. The game was tied at 14 at half after quarterback Tanner Herman threw strikes of 20 and 16 yards to Luke Hartz. Hartz ran for a touchdown of 20 yards midway through the third quarter to put Johnson Creek up 21-14. After an interception by Ithaca's Keegan Jones, the Bulldogs would get the ball at the Blue Jays' 31-yard line and proceeded to score on a 21-yard run by Nolan Waldner. Kaiser's kick tied it at 21. That would be the last score for the Bulldogs. Tanner Herman ran 21 yards for a touchdown late in the third and later kicked a 24-yard field goal to cap the scoring. Ithaca turned the ball over four times, twice on interceptions, twice on fumbles. The season ended at 10-1 for the Scenic Bluffs Conference champions. Johnson Creek, representing the Trailways Conference, is now 10-1. They'll play in the third level of the WIAA playoffs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 7 finals, River Ridge a 27-0 win over Bangor. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic defeated Cambria Friesland 35-0. And Potosi Cassville routed Cochran Fountain City 55-0. Division 6, Lancaster 20, Cuba City 7. It was Belleville with a 21-7 win over Marshall. Division 5, Prairie du Chien, a big shutout, 56-0 over Brookfield Academy. Milwaukee Academy of Science edged Darlington 36-35. Division 4, Aquinas, a 29-0 win over Lodi, and Columbus shut down West Salem 41-27. Division 3, Catholic Memorial comes back and defeats Reedsburg 34-33, Mount Horeb-Barneveld a 35-14 win against Waterford. La Crosse Logan 42, Onalaska 6, and it was a win for Medford 42 over Fox Valley Lutheran 22. Eight-player football playoff action from last night, Highland shut out North Crawford 35-0. And Owen Withy, 46, McDonald Central Catholic, 19. Highland and Owen Withy will now battle at Owen Withy. The 2024 State Boys and Girls Cross Country Championships are being held this weekend today at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. Girls competition Division 3 gets underway at noon, Division 2 at 12:40, Division 1 at 1:20. The boys competition Division 3 at 2 p.m., Division 2 at 2:35, and Division 1 at 3:10. The award ceremony presented at the Ridges Golf Course in the following order today: 3:45 Division 3 girls, 3:55 Division 2 girls, and at 4:05 p.m. Division 1 girls. At 4:15, the award ceremony get underway for the boys Division 3, 4:25 Division 2, and 4:35 Division 1. And sports on the radio this weekend includes Wisconsin Badger football at their heated rival Iowa. That game can be heard tonight on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Wisconsin at Iowa, pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 6:30. Tomorrow, it's a Green Bay Packers Sunday from the Packers Radio Network and WRCO FM 100.9, Detroit at Green Bay. 1 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 3:25, Detroit at Green Bay, the national game of the week from the Packers Radio Network and WRCO-FM.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the rock and roll train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
Time right now for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, brought to you by Dairy Hardware and Spring Green. They are ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from the home improvement experts all the way to lawn care.
The rest of the story. It was while on a business trip that Milton saw the tiny toy helicopter in the shop window. The paper tag on which the price was hand-inscribed said 50 cents. But there was something about that clever little plaything that made it especially worthwhile. It could fly, or at least so Milton surmised, noticing the attachment of rubber bands to its uncomplicated mechanism. Milton walked inside the shop 50 cents for the little helicopter, he said to the clerk. Well, yes, the clerk answered, but you understand that it's a kit. It has to be put together. Oh, that was particularly delightful, Milton exclaimed, and then he explained. He'd once been a school teacher, and from this experience, he had retained some very specific ideas about education. The real challenge, he happily expounded, is winning a pupil's interest. Once he is fascinated with something, it would be impossible to prevent him from learning about it. I take it you have children of your own, said the clerk. Oh, yes, Milton answered, grammar school age. He and his wife had encouraged them to read and ask questions and to think for themselves from the time they were quite small, and they'd liked nothing better than to build a little helicopter and watch it fly. Milton had always believed in the power of educational toys to stimulate intellect, and this particular one was among the best that he had ever seen. And which model would you like? The clerk asked. What were his choices, Milton wanted to know. Oh, my goodness, answered the clerk. There's one that rises to a height of 50 feet or so and then falls without harming itself. There's one that shoots upward about as high, but then glides gently back to earth. There's one that ascends 25 feet and hovers in midair for as long as half a minute. Well, Milton purchased the model that seemed most intriguing, and he hurried home to Cedar Rapids, Iowa that afternoon, thoroughly pleased with himself for having discovered such a gift, and he was quite eager to present it. What did you bring us, Daddy? That was the familiar greeting at the door. What did you bring us, Daddy? And from behind his back, Milton, grinning broadly, produced this neatly wrapped toy. Well, the boys tore off the wrapping like frenzied predators. Do you like it? Milton asked hopefully. My, how they liked it. Well, after carefully assembling the little helicopter, they wound up its rubber band motor again and again and again, indoors that night, watching it rise and bob against the ceiling, outdoors the next morning, cheering as it soared to dizzying heights, as high as a tree, and then sailed back to them in lazy circles. Milton, convinced as he was of his educational theories, could never have imagined how correct he had been this once. For you see, his two youngest sons were then ages 11 and 7, and they would remember all of the rest of their days. That one day in the autumn of 1878, when their father brought them a little helicopter toy, a 50-cent plaything, ostensibly, and yet a plaything which was to awaken in them a passion that changed their lives forever after, and our lives as well. You'd never met the educator-turned-minister who, returning from a trip on church business, bestowed a tiny yet enormous gift to his boys, just an interested father named Milton Wright. All of your life you've known his sons, Wilbur and Orville. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If you were still here with me.
Why choose local radio? Drive time dominance. WRCO captures listeners during prime drive times, morning and evening commutes, when people are attentive and receptive, making your ads more effective. WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy and pleasant conditions today, a high of 58. Cloudy tonight, rain moving in after midnight, a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy and breezy, occasional rain, 59 for a high. Sunday night, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm and patchy fog with a low near 49. Monday, dreary but rather mild for November, off and on showers and thunderstorms, scattered fog, 67. Tuesday, we cool down a bit, breezy with a high of 57.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Did you know that at conception, there is a living human being with unique DNA? By week 5, the baby's heart is beating. At 6 weeks, brain activity can be detected. An ultrasound allows us to see the baby stretch and even suck their thumbs at only 9 weeks. By 13 weeks, an unborn baby is sensitive to touch. And with the advances in medical care, a 21-week-old baby can survive outside of the womb. This perfectly human baby has a right to life. That is why I'm pro-life.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to 3 items and may give 1 telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Kiloy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All American Do It Center.
At Richland Locker, stock up on fresh family packs of boneless chicken breasts for just $2.88 a pound. Or grab a 10-pound bag for only $24.80. Try the marinated chicken breast ready to cook for just $3.48 a pound. And don't miss the Genio Honey Roasted Turkey for $8.48 a pound. Plus Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hunters, the locker has you covered from snacks and dips to chips and fresh bread. Plus a fantastic selection of beer and liquor. Richland Locker has everything you need. Richland Locker, where quality meets convenience.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers and Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more, and everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Good morning and welcome to WRCO-FM and WRCO.com for Prime Mover. Of course, you can always hear us on the old Civic Media app as well. 608-647-4155 with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We have caller number one on the line right now. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a bunch of toolboxes full of tools. I got log chains and binders, and I got about 60 gas cans. I'd like to get rid of a bunch of them. 608-583-2711.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
You bet. Bye.
Caller number one has toolboxes with tools included, several of those, log chains and binders, and about 60 gas cans. 583-2711. Caller two, good morning. You're live on the show.
Yes, I have a 2012 Kia Soul for sale. The phone number is 608-647-0045.
Okay, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Caller number two is selling a Kia Soul. It's a 2012 model, and the phone number is 647-0045. Thank you for joining us live on the radio today. Good morning.
Good sunny morning to you, young man.
Oh, it's a nice sunny one, isn't it?
Hey, you bet. Hey, I've got some more wire animal cages again. Now, this is the last bunch of them. And I got a 26 by 20 by 20 inches tall with a tray, a 28 by 41 by 28 inches tall with a tray, and then I got a 6 foot by 6 foot 36 inch tall enclosure. A guy grazed rabbits is what he did. He moved it around. And I'll take $50 for all of them and not a penny less. And I got a 26-inch Peugeot touring bike. It's a really nice old bike. It's got good rubber on it and everything. And I'll take $50 for that. And I'm still looking for I prefer a Kawasaki mule, but I'd like to get one with a cab on it, a UTV, and I'd like a decent one, and I'd pay good money if I find the right one. Area code 608-493-2378. And I wonder if my buddy Randy still listens to you. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, you know what? We sure hope so. Hey, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend. Caller number three has some wire animal cages, various sizes. $50 will take them all. Also a 26-inch Peugeot touring bike, and they're looking for a UTV, something like a Kawasaki Mule. They want a more recent model, something with a cab and in really good shape. 493-2378. Caller number four, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Today I have for sale some 4x5 net wrap, plastic wrap round bales for sale. They were baled dry, no rain on them. I also have a 250 Honda dirt bike for sale, 1996 model. Runs good and operates fine. And I'm looking for a Gehl 4500 skid steer for parts, if anybody's got one. My number is 608-306-2782. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Caller 4 has some net wrap and plastic wrapped round bales, 4x5. No rain, they were baled dry as well. Also a 250 Honda dirt bike of the 1996 and looking for parts, a Gehl 4500 skid steer, 306-2782. Caller 5, good morning and welcome to WRCO's Prime Mover.
Yeah, good morning. I got three chainsaws for sale. I'm looking for a lawn sweeper, and then we got a jacket for sale. Have them call after the show, please, at 1-608-304-3005.
Okay, I'm going to have you give me that number again, because I think you gave me an incorrect. You're 604, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you just said 304. I want to make sure we got that right. So 604-3005.
Yeah.
All right, have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
Caller 5 has three chainsaws. They have a jacket for sale, and they're looking for a lawn sweeper. Phone after the show at 604-3005. You are caller number 6. You're up next on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, this morning I have for sale four 235 65-17-inch tires. Real nice shape. I'd like to get 125 best offer out of them. And then I'm looking for the guy that called me a couple of weeks ago. He had some model cars. He's from Muscadet. If he's listening, I would hope he would call me back again. And then I'm looking for Minnesota Viking memorabilia. My phone number is 608-485-2691. Thank you and have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. Caller 6 has some tires for sale. They have 235 65 17s. They are in good shape, four of them. Looking for some model cars and then Viking memorabilia at 485-2691. Thanks for joining us, caller number 7. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I have a Big John wood stove, good for a shop. I have an LP gas furnace, 50,000 BTU for sale. And I have truck tires, 16-5, 10-ply by 8. Okay, and that's it.
And your phone number?
608-383-8730.
Okay, and on the truck tires, what was that size again? I know they were 10-ply, but what was the size?
16-5.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good weekend. A wood stove, which would be great for a shop. Also an LP gas furnace, 50,000 BTU, and some 16-5 10-ply tires, 383-8730. Caller number 8, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have a 2017 Polaris 450 HO ATV. It's in excellent condition. It's got 250 miles on it. It's got power steering. It's got a windshield. And I have a 5-foot blade for it. And it's licensed through 2026. I'm asking $4,800 for it. My number is 608-647-7311. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a great Saturday. Caller number 8 is selling a 2017 Polaris 450 HO ATV. Excellent condition, just 250 miles on it. Power steering, windshield, and a 5-foot blade comes with it. 647-7311. Our phone number is 647-4155. Caller number 9 is now joining us. Thank you for calling us up. Good morning.
Good morning. We're having a rummage sale today in Crosscut Park, Richland Center at the Killian Meyer Building. 9 to 4, we have old tools, jewelry, vintage items, holiday, name brand boys' clothes, all kinds of items. We'd love to have you come.
All right. Sounds great. We appreciate you telling us about it, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Caller number 9 has a rummage sale at Cross Cup Park going on at the Killian Meyer Building from 9 until 4 this morning. Jewelry, lots of vintage items, holiday, name brand clothing, and a whole lot more. It's at the Killian Meyer Building in Cross Cup Park. We have now hit double digits as we welcome caller number 10 to the show. Good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Yes, I got a air and snow blower for sale, 2-stage with electric start. I'd like $500, the best offer for it. And my phone number is 608-739-2191.
Sounds good. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Number 10 has a snowblower because we all know winter is not too far away. I'm not ready for that. But, you know, you could be if you need a snowblower. They have an Aaron's 2-stage with electric start. $500 or best offer on that. 739-2191. Caller number 11, good morning. How can I help you?
Yeah, good morning. I have 2 pigs ready for harvest, around 350 pounds. And then I have 4x6. Round bales of hay and a line wrap they are. And then I have a hood for a... I'm looking for a coon dog, a trained silent trailer, preferably. Female, preferably. 608-393-8625.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Number 11 has a couple of pigs ready for harvest. They're about 350 pounds each, some 4x6 line-wrapped round bales, and looking for a female silent trail coon dog. 393-8625. Good morning. You are caller number 12. How can I help you?
Good morning, Adam. Thanks for taking my call. I also have a wood furnace for sale. Mine has a blower, 6-inch pipe, fresh air intake. Make somebody a really good shop wood stove.
Okay.
My number, 588-5150.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call and enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. Caller number 12 has a wood furnace with a blower, 6-inch pipe on there. Pressure intake, going to be a real nice shop wood stove. 588-5150, 588-5150. You are caller number 13. Good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, I have 3 items for sale. I have net-wrapped round bales of grass hay. They're 4x5s. I have a DCT gooseneck trailer, 30-foot long flatbed. And then I have a Craftsman snowblower, 26 inches, self-propelled electric start for sale. My number is 608-604-6414.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great weekend. Number 13 has some round grassy bales of hay, net wrapped, 4x5s, also a DCT gooseneck 30-foot flatbed, and a Craftsman snowblower. It has a 26-inch swath to it, electric start on there as well, and self-propelled. 604-6414. Number 14, good morning. You are up next on Prime Mover. How can we help you today?
I got a house for sale. It's 5 miles north of Highland. It's on an acre of land. The well and septic are within 3 years old. Supposed to be a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got 2 outbuildings. House is in need of work, but I've been working on it most days. So, and I got a Magic Chef 24-inch washer-dryer combo. It's all one unit. It's ran on 110. You get that for sale for $300. Then I got a metal wheelbarrow, single wheel, with several garden hoses for $50. And catch me at 608-574-9203. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. Thank you. A metal wheelbarrow, it's a single wheel model, also a Magic Chef washer dryer combo. It runs on 110. It's the single unit, 24 inch. Then a house for sale about 5 miles north of Highland on 1 acre of land. Well and septic, fairly new, within 3 years. Couple of outbuildings as well. The house needs a little work. 574-9203. You are caller number 15. Glad you've decided to join us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 1972 Eagle Sunlight truck camper for sale. It fits a short bed truck, excellent condition, one owner, sweeps four. Furnace and sink have never been used, and we're looking for $1,500 or best offer. I can be reached at 608-588-5164.
Sounds good. We appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Will do. Bye-bye. Number 15 has a 1972 Eagle Sunlight truck camper. Fits in a short bed, in excellent condition. Sleeps four. The furnace and sink never used. $1,500 or best offer, 588-5164. Thanks for joining us, caller number 16. Good morning.
Hey, I have some goats to give away, and you can reach me at 608-604-1476.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Caller number 16 has some goats to give away today. If you're interested, 604-1476. That was caller number 16. You are caller number 17. Welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have firewood for sale. The number to call is 608-434-4579. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Of course, you know, winter not that far away. Cold weather, it's upon us now. You may need some firewood. Number 17 can help you out. 434-4579. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. You're now on the air.
Good morning. See, I have a 50cc scooter, like a step-through type scooter. It's only got a couple hundred miles on it. It's 2 years old, but I never use it very much. You can take it for a ride. It runs. And I also want to sell a mobile home in Blackhawk Manor in Baraboo, 14 by 70. It's got a new furnace, new central air. Got it at a good price. And what else? I have a boat motor, an old Esca. It's like a 60s model, air-cooled. 4 or 5 horse. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it'd probably take $100 for it.
Okay.
So my number is 608-402-3251, and I thank you very much.
We thank you today. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
Caller number 18 has a 50cc step-through scooter, a few years old, very low miles. You can test it out. It runs. A mobile home in Blackhawk Manor in Baraboo, new furnace, new central air. It's a 14 by 70. And then a 1960s Esca boat motor, air-cooled, 402-3251. Number 19, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can we help you?
Yeah, this morning I got a three-piece, well, it's a coffee table and matching end tables with, it's oak, got smoke, black smoke glass, very nice shape for sale this morning, and that's it. And my number is 608-475-0812.
Thank you for the call.
You too.
Yeah, take care. Caller number 19 has a three-piece living room or wherever you basically want to put it. It's a coffee table set. It comes with a coffee table, two end tables made of oak, black smoke glass, nice set, 475-0812. And that was caller number 19. We're going to take care of a quick little business here. Currently, it's 8:49, and we're at 32 degrees with lots of sunshine for your Saturday. This is Prime Mover. Don't go anywhere. We have an hour and 10 minutes left in today's show, which means we definitely have time for your call. We'll get you on the radio next.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:41, but sunset tomorrow will be at 4:49 p.m. The best practice for many is to turn clocks back 1 hour tonight before going to bed. It's also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products.
products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. And again, don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee inviting you to join the rock and roll radio party again this Saturday night. While you chew on some leftover candy, give us a call and request a song. Have some fun. We'll be playing trivia as well. And we'll be taking a train to the oldies path once again, playing some train songs like, well, Crazy Train, Long Train Running, Train in Vain, Runaway Train, Come on Ride the Train, Midnight Train to Georgia, Love Train, you get the idea. Those were the days. WRCO this Saturday night is sponsored by Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Center Cinema Twins. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we'll get going back to the past for the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days.
Great, big good morning. Thank you for joining us today, no matter where you're listening or how you're listening. Of course, it could be Alexa, could be the WRCO.com website, or the Civic Media app. Could be dialing up 100.9 as well. Folks out in Mesa joining us today, the Jensen Street crew, even a cat listening in out in Mesa today, so we sure enjoy that. We have a phone line open for you right now at 608-647-4155. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Thank you for joining us live on the radio. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, Adam. Today, I still have the collection of jigsaw puzzles, $1 to $3 price range. They had about 400 or 500 jigsaw puzzles to look through. My second item is music boxes. They come in all different sizes and shapes, $5 each on those. And my last item is that Kelvinator freezer. It will need flip-top lids, but it does come with an insulated top. It runs real good on 110, and we're asking about $300 on that. And they can give me a call, Adam, at 1-608-375-4305, and have a wonderful day, Adam.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. Caller number 20 has some jigsaw puzzles, hundreds of them actually, music boxes, various sizes and shapes, and a Kelvinator freezer. Boscobel at 375-4305. Well, during the last commercial break, I'm not sure if you could hear that, but when I was on the air and we'd opened one of the control room doors, it was creaking and screeching quite a bit, and I'm assuming it's just a leftover effect from Halloween when Phil, Hank, and Bo were trying to make things a little spooky. Anyway, nothing that a little liquid silicone couldn't fix. So that's my Mr. Fix-It story for today. Let's welcome number 21 and see what kind of story they have going on. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have for sale a 1979 Yamaha DT125 dirt bike. Very nice condition. $1,450. I'm asking for that. I'd entertain an offer. I also have four 31-inch furniture covers for outdoor lawn chairs. They're made out of the heavy-duty duct material grade. $160 new, I'd take $75 for all four of them. My number is 608-588-4034.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call, and thank you for joining us.
Color 21 has a 1979 Yamaha DT125 dirt bike. Nice shape, $1,450 your best offer. They would be entertaining some offers on that. Also, 4 31-inch outdoor furniture covers. 588-4034 is the number. That was caller number 21. Be sure and join us at 9 o'clock. We will have a look at your weekend forecast, that courtesy of Tony Schumacher. He'll let us know what to expect heading into the work week and what we can look forward to over the weekend as well. Following that, we'll have more of your calls, of course. 9:40 this morning, it's Prime Mover Sports that comes your way. And between now and then, we'll take a look at what we have coming up with sports on the radio. So pretty busy, jam-packed next hour here as we take you through Prime Mover. And we head to number 22 right now. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 2023 John Deere UTV. It's an XUV 835R model. It has 42 hours on it, 500 miles. It's a full cab. It has heat and air condition and an electric dump box on it. And we're asking $25,000. And the number is 608-588-5742.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. For sale, number 22, would like to sell a 2023 John Deere UTV XUV 835R model, 42 hours, 500 miles. Now, that's the full cab model. Has heat, air conditioning, electric dump box, $25,000, and you are driving that bad boy home. 588-5342. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. You're up next, number 23.
Ooh, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, MJ.
2 weeks in a row, same number.
That's right, yeah, because, yeah, you were Michael and LeBron and the whole kit and caboodle last week as well.
I was giving you Travis Williams.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah, that's back a little bit.
I got a 2007 Chevy Cobalt, charcoal and color, 5-speed, overdrive, 126,000 miles, rust on the panels, but other than that, it's got a spoiler, gets outstanding gas mileage. Ready to drive off the driveway. Also, have a couple items for that I'm trying to get rid of. I've got a fifth wheel that's for a 2000 GMC Sierra, but it will fit several other years. And I'm also looking to buy any coin collection that anybody has. They can give me a call at 739-4300. Go Badgers and go Packers.
Yeah, got a couple of games coming up this weekend. We could use some wins. So, hey, we appreciate the call. Enjoy your day.
Yep, I know.
Caller 23 has an 07 Chevrolet Cobalt, 126,000 miles. Got the 5-gear, great gas mileage, a little bit of rust, but she's ready to go. A fifth wheel hitch out of a 2000 GMC Sierra will fit other years and models. And then looking for any coin collections you may be looking to sell, 739-4300. Caller 24, good morning. You're up next on the show. Good morning. You're on Prime Mover. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. This morning, I have 17 alfalfa grass, new seeding, round bales, 5x5, and 17 grassy 5x5 round bales with very little alfalfa. And my number is 604. 8091.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for the call, and you have a good weekend. Caller 24 has several bales of alfalfa, and then grassy with little alfalfa, so some mixed bales. They're all 5x5s. You can call them and get more information. 604-8091. Number 25, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Morning. I'm looking to buy any old advertising signs or clocks, anything like that. Can you call it 608-574-4234? Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Caller 25 is looking for any old advertising signs, clocks.